Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula. Well, this week, I've got my son Bobby here with me, but we're going to try to answer some more questions.
You want to do something?
If we can get y'all on the phone. So if you hear your phone ringing, please answer it.
I got some good ones right here.
We do have some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Pamela.
Paula Dean.
You called me back, girl.
Well,
I am so glad.
This is Pamela Harris.
I'm here with my son Bobby, and
okay. And
we're trying to answer questions. What's your question about the flat biscuits?
No.
Oh gosh, Paula, they're so embarrassing.
Wait.
I see them when I make them.
What are you doing wrong, girl?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm cutting them out too thin. I don't, you know, I just, or not using the right flour.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Are you using a plain or self-rising flour?
Self-rising.
Okay. Well, even when I'm using self-rising, Pamela, I'll add an extra teaspoon of baking powder.
Okay.
Because I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure. And do you roll, are yours a pinch and roll, or do you roll them out and cut them with a biscuit cutter?
I just pass them out and then, you know, do the little cutter, you know, my little cutters that I use.
Yeah, so you don't use a rolling pin, you just pat them out.
No.
That's the way I do mine. I don't roll them. I don't use a rolling pin on them. I just use my hands. And if you pat them too thin, they're going to turn out thin. So,
I'll tell you, actually, I've been using Bobby's recipe from his cookbook.
Oh, good. And they look like
wait,
thin.
Wait. These ain't the thin pancake-looking biscuits, are they, Pam?
The cathead biscuits, Bobby, you know, your recipe for those, that's the one I use.
Okay, wait. So it's my recipe that's turning out flat like bad pancakes?
It's not your fault, honey. You can't help it.
It might be my fault,
Bam.
No.
Oh.
Here, look here. If they keep coming out like pancakes, just stack them up and put butter and syrup on them and enjoy.
There you go.
Oh,
simple fix.
That's what my husband does anyway.
Pamela, I wish you'd been here to look at see the look on Bobby's face.
Which book is this recipe from? Which book?
From his book, yeah.
No, I am him.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the one that is it's you and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, there's the problem.
It's probably his brother's
That's
bad
my
biscuit.
Brother's recipe. I ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, Pamela, that's too funny. But no, honey, it depends on how much you pat them out. Like, sometimes I'll leave mine, like, 1.5 to 2 inches tall. You know, if I want a tall biscuit.
See, that's probably my problem.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm just patting them out too.
Just make them big from the start. Just pile them up real big. Jam them in the oven.
I think that's what you're doing wrong, Pamela. But like I said, just add a teaspoon of baking powder just to be sure. It's not going to hurt them. It won't hurt them. But I'll tell you something, honey. If I don't want to seem like a darn salesman here, but I've got a biscuit mix. But I've got a biscuit mix out. And Pamela, it is the hands down the best biscuit I have ever eaten. It's more like grandma's homemade biscuits than any I've tasted. And what is the name of it? It's Paula Dean's bacon recipe. It's not like biscuit mix, but Paula Dean's.
Well, I got good news. You don't look like much of a salesman.
Good. But that biscuit mix is so good. And all you do, Pamela, is add buttermilk and just stir it until, you know, it's moist. And then I hold back some of the mix and put on my towel or whatever I'm patting them out on. and then I need them a little bit. Yeah. You know, just need them. And like I said, I'll pat them out, and I'll probably an inch and a half thick to 2 inches. Okay.
Yeah. Just Google it, Pamela, if you can find out the name of it.
But I know you can go to the Paula. Well, you can go to my website and find these biscuits. They're, I think it's called the bacon recipe.
I think.
Because you can use it to make pancakes with. You can use it to
She's
make
She's already
waffles.
Making pancakes with my biscuit recipe. She don't need a pancake recipe.
You can make waffles or you can make cobblers with it. Oh. But it does. But the secret to those is you must use buttermilk because the buttermilk gives it a twang. And even if you're making your biscuits from scratch, you need to always use buttermilk no matter how you're what recipe you're using.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been using buttermilk with mine, and they, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've had them turn out okay, and then sometimes I don't.
So uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, see, that's so funny. No, you don't use buttermilk. So if you can get your hands on some of that mix, you know, we carry it in our retail stores. Paula D's recipe.
Paula D?
Paula Deen's.
Who are you?
Paula Deen's recipe mix, I think it's called. It's not called like biscuit mix because you can use it for so many things. But, Pamela, good luck with my son's biscuit recipe.
Good luck with yours.
Well, listen, thanks so much. We've enjoyed chatting with you.
Yeah, I know it was helpful.
You brought us some good laughs. Good luck, honey.
Thanks,
good
Pamela.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks,
and
let me
hear from you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Paula.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love talking with these folks. I just love talking with these folks. You never know what they're going to say. We appreciate all y'all. No, you or you. Well, let's take a quick break, Bobby, and let's see who else we can
I got plenty more.
Call. Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Come on, Joey.
What do these people have, jobs?
It sounds like they might have jobs.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hey, Joey, this is Paula Deen from What's
message
Cooking.
Message erased. At the end of your message, press 1.
Very good.
Hey, Joey, it's Paula Deen, and I am in the middle of doing a What's Cooking with Paula Deen podcast.
Message erased. After help, please re-record your message. At the end of your message,
do it
press
again.
1.
All right, Joey, I'm going to try this one more time, honey. This is Paula Deen. I'm in the middle of doing a podcast, What's Cooking with Paula Deen. I'm here with my son, Bobby, and you had a question for me, and I'm trying to get in touch with you to answer that question, and I'm so sorry you weren't available, but I'll try to answer the question anyway. So listen, honey, have a blessed day, and hopefully we can chat again later.
Message erased.
No.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left, to leave the number from which you are calling, press pound.
Joey.
To leave another callback number, enter the 10-digit number, then press pound. To leave no number, press pound twice. To cancel, press star. No callback number. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press... Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Who has...
Joey, honey. Who has that many messages on their phone?
What do you do?
Oh, great time of day.
I don't know how Joey has time to make yeast rolls, but Joey would like to know what the best way to make homemade yeast rolls is.
The best way to make homemade yeast rolls is to look in my cookbook. I've got a roll called Angel Biscuits, and you use yeast, and they're so good, Joey. And to me, that's a wonderful, wonderful yeast roll. Angel Biscuits, honey. Angel Biscuits.
So the answer is look in her cookbook.
For Angel Biscuits. Thanks for your questions. And we'll see y'all next week. On What's Cooking with Paula Deen.
And Bobby.
And Bobby Deen. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.